Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is ventricular septal defect. Some people are born with a hole in their heart. While in some cases, this is as serious as it sounds, in others, it isn't. Some individuals don't even know that they have an issue until they're an adult. How do you know if you have one? Why did it happen? How is it treated? Ventricular septal defect, or VSD, is when there's a hole in the muscular heart wall, or septum, that separates the heart's two lower chambers, or ventricles. This allows oxygenated blood from the left ventricle to mix with deoxygenated blood in the right ventricle, which means that your heart must work harder to provide enough oxygen to the rest of the body. It arises from issues during the heart's development while in utero. There isn't a clear cause, but thought to be a result of genetics and environmental factors. The holes can vary in size and happen in several locations within the wall. Sometimes there can be more than one hole. Also, VSD can occur by themselves or with other congenital heart defects. Typically, they are something that someone is born with, but it is possible to develop them later in life, like after a heart attack, or as a complication to various heart procedures. For some individuals who are born with a VSD, they don't know that they have one until they're an adult. Symptoms for infants are poor eating, fast breathing, breathlessness, and easily tires. If you notice that your child is not gaining weight, has rapid breathing, tires easily when playing or eating, or is breathless when eating or crying, then call their doctor. For adults, symptoms are shortness of breath, or a heart murmur, which is usually heard by a doctor when they listen to your heart with a stethoscope. If you develop shortness of breath upon exertion or lying down, a rapid or irregular heartbeat, or have fatigue or weakness, call your doctor. Certain things can increase your risk of developing a VSD, such as a family history or having other genetic problems, such as Down syndrome. Small VSDs don't usually cause any noticeable problems, but medium or large ones can result in a wide variety of complications, especially if it isn't treated. Some of these complications include heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, which is an increased blood pressure within your lungs, and this can result in the reversal of blood flow through the hole, which is called Eisenmenger syndrome, endocarditis, which is uncommon, abnormal heart rhythms, and heart valve problems. Sometimes an ultrasound during pregnancy can detect a ventricular septal defect, or your child's pediatrician might hear a murmur shortly after they're born. In either case, the treatment is the same, but is different depending on the size of the VSD. Small ones don't usually require any intervention, and will often close on its own, but your child's doctor will continue to monitor them to make sure that they don't develop any complications. If they do develop complications, or if your child has a medium to large VSD, they'll need to have surgery to close the hole by plugging or patching it. Surgery is done within the first year of their life. The most common procedure is open heart surgery. This requires a heart and lung machine to be used during the procedure. The catheter technique doesn't require opening the chest or using the heart and lung machine. Instead, it means a thin tube or catheter is inserted via a small incision into a blood vessel of the groin. The catheter is then guided to the heart, and a special mesh device is placed to cover the hole. A hybrid procedure combines the two together. While the heart and lung machine isn't required, a small incision is made to access the heart via the chest, and a device is used to close the hole via a catheter placed through the incision. Regardless of the type of procedure, your doctor will continue to monitor them for a period of time after to ensure that it worked and that they don't acquire any complications. Occasionally, you or your child might need to take medication to treat complications. These can include medication to decrease the volume of fluid in your circulatory system and lungs if you or they have heart failure. If you or they have an irregular heartbeat, medication can correct this as well. It's also important to prevent endocarditis, which is an infection of the heart tissue. In some cases, this means you or your child might need to take antibiotics before having dental work done. It's also key to practice good oral hygiene and have regular dental checkups. Children who have small defects or who have had a repair usually have few or no restrictions when it comes to activity or exercise. Just be sure to follow your doctor's recommendations. It can also be helpful to join a support group in order to talk with others who are going through similar situations. If you have a VSD, make sure you talk to your doctor before becoming pregnant, especially if you're taking any medications. If you've had a defect repaired without complications, or you still have a small defect, then your risk level isn't higher than if you've never had one. If you have Eisenmenger's syndrome, then you shouldn't become pregnant because it could become life-threatening for you. In order to prevent a ventricular septal defect in your child, there are several things that you can do. It's vital to have a healthy pregnancy by getting early prenatal care. Another essential thing is to eat a well-balanced diet and take a vitamin supplement that includes folic acid. Limit caffeine and don't use alcohol, tobacco, or drugs while pregnant. Before becoming pregnant, make sure that your vaccinations are up to date to prevent infections while you are and to protect your baby after they're born. It's vital to exercise regularly, but check with your doctor as far as what routine is best for you. If you have diabetes, keep it well controlled before and during pregnancy. If you have a family history of heart defects or other genetic disorders, it can be a good idea to talk to a genetic counselor before becoming pregnant to understand the risk to your future children. Ventricular septal defects can be mild or life-threatening. Either way, there are treatments available which will allow you or your child to have a healthy life. If you have any questions or concerns about VSD, please talk to your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the American Heart Association's VSD page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.